For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I'm always high on the hogs, guys. I'm high. Well, I'm not high right now, but the day is young.
My odometer's way up there. I'm that 2018 that's already got 130,000 miles on it.
The Razorbacks rush across the field to get that boot.
Tommy, Chuck, and Ty, you guys are the gold standards of sports talk radio.
He bleeds to Arkansas.
Ty's got good hair.
One of the things that me and Chuck had fun with on Friday is that you just heard our conversation talking about Everett Sands. There was an interview at this, and Chuck, you're going to have to help me on the, it's not the PGA event, but what was the program?
Well, I think it was the Memorial. Tommy probably saw it. The Golf Channel was televising it either this past weekend or the weekend before.
Yeah.
I don't recall. Honestly.
So one of the reporters, either by her own doing or by a producer, thought she was interviewing Vince Young. It was, in fact, Everett Sands, who is an assistant on the Citadel. Colton heard, looked up mid-show that Sands was actually a part of that part of the team that beat Arkansas back in the early 90s, which was funny. Chuck, I don't know if you saw the picture, but Sands actually got a picture with Vince Young later on that weekend.
No, I didn't know that. Okay, I didn't know that.
It was I thought it kind of tied the bow on the story that weekend, but I thought that was entertaining. So that's kind of more on the lighter side of things.
That's one of those you'll never live down the rest of your career, right there.
No,
that may be a career ender, actually.
Yeah, it was. You remember? And we had some fun with this before we talk about Hurley. The lady reporter that asked I'm forgetting which coach about the weather. It's like, well, we play in a dome. It was Detroit. They were asking whoever's going up to play in Detroit in the playoffs was Todd Bowles. They're like, well, then we play in a dome in Ford Field, so we don't have to worry about that. But yeah, that seems like an egg on the face moment, similar that she had that's a bigger one, similar that she had to deal with. All right, so here is, again, to set this up, Dan Hurley, back-to-back national champion winning head coach, Storrs, Connecticut. He's a Northeastern guy. That's where his roots are. Reportedly sounds like he's got a chance to accept this job in Los Angeles. And here is Adrian Wojnarowski on this decision that apparently Dan Hurley's going to make today.
Malik, I talked to UConn coach Dan Hurley a short time ago. He tells me that he expects to make a decision Monday on his future. You know, he is weighing what I am told is a massive long-term offer from the Los Angeles Lakers. He spent Friday with Rob Pelinka, genie bus of the Lakers. He told me that they made a compelling case, presented him a compelling vision for him as their head coach, but he loves what he has at UConn, trying to potentially return and win a third straight NCAA championship. Massive implications in both the NBA and college basketball. Again, Dan Hurley tells me he will make his decision tomorrow.
So that's about as good of a basketball job as there is out there. Between the Lakers and Boston, you've got 30-plus championships between those franchises, and it's great. And L.A., I know, appeals to some. Guys, here's my hot take this morning. He's going to walk into the UConn locker room and say this later on today.
I'm not leaving.
I legitimately think that he is going to end up staying in Storrs. You mentioned something before the show that is important on this. UConn and him, prior to this coming out, were restructuring his contact or sounded like they were in that process. I don't think that this is just a push to get him more pay, but I do think that it's ultimately going to end up him being in Storrs, Connecticut from here on out. I think he really is considering this job, but I think that he's ultimately going to stay in Storrs in college basketball.
You'll never have more leverage than the Lakers offering you a job.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most leverage any coach will ever get in any contract conversation is being the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. I know LeBron James is on his way out, and I know he wants his son to play with him, and there's challenges internally. But, Chuck, it's the Lakers. I can't imagine you would ever have more of a contract leverage point than, hey, these guys called the Lakers have offered me a job.
Does it make me sound like a bad guy to say I couldn't care less what he does?
No.
I mean, I think this is really it's gotten to the point where it's like enough already, man. I mean, the Lakers have offered you a job. Either take it or don't take it. I don't see how you turn down the Lakers. And I said that at the very beginning. If he turns them down, and he may. I mean, I'm one who believes that with each day that passes, you're less likely to go. I do believe that. Now, I may be wrong, but a lot of times, you know, you will see that. I don't think this is about money at this point. He's going to be filthy, stinking rich regardless. His lifestyle, he's going to live a lifestyle that most of us can only imagine, regardless of what he does. I don't think it's about money per se, because he's going to be rich either place. Here's what I think he's got to decide. Do I want to be a college coach for the rest of my life, or do I want to go to the NBA? Because when you turn down the Lakers, don't act like the Nets are going to come calling. When you turn down the Lakers, don't think the Clippers are going to turn to you when they need a head coach. You've turned down the biggest franchise in the NBA with respect to the Celtics and the Knicks and maybe a couple of others. He's just got to decide, do I want to be a college coach or do I want to be an NBA coach? To me, it's as simple as that, because he's going to be very wealthy regardless of what he does.
I just don't think he's going to translate, and I don't think you see many college coaches that translate. Again, there's only been one in history that has won a championship in both sports, and that's Larry Brown. We talked about on Friday, Chuck, Cal's been in the NBA. Billy Donovan's been in the NBA. There's just guys that have had moderate and mild success at either one or the other.
I think Dan Hurley is more of a lifer like Larry Brown was. I think it's in his blood the way it was with Larry Brown. Larry Brown's a maniac. I mean, Larry Brown is he's a maniac. I don't know how else to put it. He loves the game. Great teacher of the game. Immersed. Every drop of blood that he bleeds has a basketball in it. And I think Dan Hurley's the same way. I don't think every coach is. But when you look at his background, his pedigree, I think he bleeds basketballs. Again, I just think he's got to decide, do I want to coach in the NBA or not?
And, you know, I don't know every piece of the history of the Hurley family, but we've all been, you know, given a lot of that background through their championship runs here. And we know about his dad's success at the high school level, and we know about their playing days. All of that's tied to the East Coast area.
You're right.
Yep. And you think about it's not just
great point.
It's not just Danny Hurley moving him and his family. I mean, not that the rest of his family would follow in their residence, but you're separating everything you've known your entire life by 4 hours of time zone. And, you know, I know it's easier than ever to stay in communication, but, you know, you get to a point in life and do I really want to do this? And those are probably some things that are being contemplated and thought after. Also think about the fact that I don't think you can just up and quit on UConn and leave there without giving them a chance to at least counter whatever the Lakers would have put in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You want a couple
offer
of times.
$100 million.
Well, I get that, but I don't think you can just leave without giving them a chance to make their case. And not after what's happened. And that may be what's taking an extra couple of days here.
I don't think it's like when you or I or somebody else goes and looks for a job or has somebody offer us a job. I don't think, for example, I think a lot of these conversations are being done through agents. I don't think it takes very long for basketball people to talk about, you know, what they want to do with a team. I think a lot of the stuff that's going on right now is, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, you know, front office type stuff.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, but I think this is on a whole different level. This is the Lakers. This is LeBron. I'm sorry. UConn's not even close. Not even close. As big as they are, they're not even close to what the LA Lakers are. Again, he's just got to decide, do I want to jump into that world, or am I completely happy doing what I'm doing for the rest of my life? And there's not a wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a wrong answer. He's just got to decide.
Good problem to have.
Yeah, very good.
Let's back out and take an even larger, more macro view. I think now, more than ever before, the difference in being a head coach at college and pro, that gap is smaller than ever before because of NIL, because of the money the players are getting, because of the headaches that come along with that. I know it's coaching 25 to 35-year-olds in the pros, and your roster's handed to you more so than college where you pick your players. But, mm-hmm. Chuck, I think the gap in what you're dealing with and a lot of the day-to-day headaches are more similar now than they've ever been.
Here's the stark difference, and I think this is – a big part of his decision. Dan Hurley decides who's going to start for UConn every time they play. Every time a professional team starts, you got about 6 or 7 hands in what that starting lineup's going to look like. Coaches get called all the time from the front office saying, this guy starts, this guy doesn't. You've got layers. You know, a head coach in the NBA doesn't just decide what he's going to do with his team that day. A college coach has absolute control. Nobody's going to argue with him. You think anybody on the campus right now argued with Muss? Never. You think anybody's going to argue with Cal? Never. They get everything they want. It's almost like the athletic directors work for them. And I say that respectfully, but it's just the truth. In the NBA, head coaches aren't like that. I don't care if you're Dan Hurley. I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm.
There are layers. And that, to me, is the biggest difference, is you are not the man in charge anymore. Your word is not law. I mean, I'm not sure his word's going to be law in the huddle.
Yeah.
You know, for an NBA coach, you don't know that your word is law even in the huddle, much less in the building. So I think all of those things come with the territory. That's the biggest difference. You got to manage guys. There's money. But, look, you got to manage egos no matter what you do.
It's funny you mentioned the huddle. I watched a clip of him. I don't remember what year it was at UConn, but he's like, tie in the huddle, tie in the huddle. And it's just like, if he was to accept the Los Angeles job, I think he would probably have to change the answer to today. So we'll see if anything comes out of that. Again, Adrian Wojnarowski reported that Dan Hurley is expected to make a decision later on today.
Can you imagine Dan Hurley turning to LeBron and saying, shut up, I'm talking? That happens all the time in college mm-hmm. huddles. Can you picture that? To me, those are the decisions.
Once.
Those are the things he's got. Hey, LeBron, I'm not putting Bronny in right now. These are the decisions that weigh into his big decision. All these factors weigh into his decision. That's why I say, I don't think it's about money. You got plenty. It's about basketball. And these are all the factors he's got to weigh.
Yeah. Hey, brought to you by West Ark Plumbing and Expert Drain Services, water, sewer, gas, and grease lines. They've been repairing them and installing them since 1993. If you got a clogged drain or a water heater that over the weekend is giving you problems, or maybe you've had a drain line that's backed up and causing you issues as well, Call 646-5151. Now, maybe you haven't had plumbing issues over the weekend. If you haven't, put this number in your phone, because we all know it's inevitable that some kind of plumbing issue is going to arise when you own a home. 479-646-5151 for Westark Plumbing and Expert Drain Services.
All right, let's take a call on the McLarty Daniel hotline. It goes to Gentle Ben this morning. He's got a question about transfer portal. What's going on, Gentle Ben?
Yes, I got two questions, and that is the first one. Do we have another portal signing to go through before football season starts, or are we through with that now?
In terms of, you're talking about football, right?
Yes. Football for sure.
They can sign, season. But they can't enter.
Correct.
The deadline to enter is already passed, but if they've not signed with anyone, they can still sign.
So some of our Razorback players could get in the portal and change their mind that they don't want to be a Hog anymore. They want to be, go to the Longhorns or
The deadline to enter the portal has passed. If you're not in the portal right now, the deadline to enter is passed. If you're in the portal and you've not signed with anyone, you can sign. I mean, all you got to do is show up for class in August. And, that's the deadline for that.
I don't think, if I remember correctly, this cycle, Ben, you can't pick up any SEC players. You can't go interconference this spring cycle. But Arkansas still has a chance, like Chuck is saying, to recruit sign another man, when it comes to this class. I don't think their roster is completely filled yet, if that's what you're asking.
All right.
Well, thank you. I'm really out of the loop. Who's our defensive coordinator? I can't remember.
Travis Williams.
Yeah. Same as last year.
And that's the same one as last year? I mean, the same guy. Okay, that's wonderful. Okay. All right, hey, thanks for taking my call and answering my two questions. And it is football season. I'm just fired up. I can't stand it. But, I mean, I'm proud of our track team, especially what the ladies have done, and all like that. One, two, three, and four in a race, you can't beat it, and so – anyway, but I am excited about football already.
You should be. Well, Jenner Ben, appreciate the call. I'm glad you brought up the Arkansas women's track and field program, who swept both the outdoor and indoor title. Here's the end to them finishing that 4x400 this weekend.
First of all, if they finish third, which they're not, unless they drop the baton six times, they will outright win the national title. She is going for it. She knows what the time was. So this has got an amazing time. 3:17.94. They have just obliterated their own record by almost four full seconds.
The 51st overall national title for the track and field programs. It's the 9th for the women's. Guys, they win both the indoor and outdoor this week. It had to be Florida to do it. I don't know if y'all have seen that pick. Ben kind of referenced it there, Chuck. You've probably seen it. Like you said, the four Arkansas ladies all up front in the
400.
They're the only ones that qualified.
Yeah. Well, in the 400, I watched both of those races live this weekend on, I guess that was Saturday. And they finished 1, 2, 3, 4, which that was a huge moment in getting the points, because they had missed opportunities in other events. Mm-hmm. They pick up 20 points in that one event. And then you play the 4x100 relay there. And that looked like Secretariat coming down the stretch as far as the gap between first and second. It was massive the way they dominated that race. The commentators talking about breaking 3:20. Chuck, they blew that completely out of the water.
Yeah, this is one of the more dominant performances in a lifetime of dominant performances by the women's track program. We've got great programs on the men's and the women's side, but sometimes we lump them together, because that's just how we do it. And they are separate programs. Both have earned tremendous success over the years. And Chris Johnson wins it. And, it's one of the more dominant performances that either one of our track teams have had over the years.
But they were trailing Florida and were down in the standings until those two events.
Yeah.
And it was the 400 meter and then that relay, 400, 4x100 meter relay that put them in position to win the championship?
There are a lot of good track programs out there, a lot of good ones. Mm-hmm. Most of them are in our part of the country. And that was a terrific accomplishment.
It was. You mentioned Chris Johnson there. I watched his full post-game interview with John Anderson after. I say post-game, post-event interview after, and you could tell just how humble he was immediately pointing to his team and his coaching staff.
I'd like to present this first place championship trophy to Coach Chris Johnson.
I'd like to thank the staff, obviously the staff, the coaching staff, the nutrition staff, strength staff, and all the administrators that came in to support Arkansas Track and Field. It's just been fantastic.
So you think about, you mentioned the success of not just, and sometimes you made a good point, Chuck, sometimes we do lump the men's and women's together, but on the women's side, for him to be in year one and to sweep them both, that's got to be a special, special moment for him.
You hear me say often there's a difference between coaching a team and running a program. Lance Harder not only coached teams, he ran a program. And when you leave and everything continues as though, you know, you weren't even an integral part of it, it shows the job that you've done. It's like the beat goes on. And that's a testament to Coach Harder. It's a testament to Coach Johnson. It's a testament to everyone who's been involved in that program over the years. And this is, they all share in it. And I'm not trying to diminish, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to diminish anything Coach Johnson did or these young ladies did, but Lance Harder did not leave the cupboard bare. Hall of Famers don't leave bare cupboards. And, you know, he walked away and handed a program that was ready to win to his successor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Listen up, people. Over the years, I've learned how important hydration is in my workouts and everyday life. It's the key to helping my body move, recover, and just have a good time when I'm exercising and staying active. Things go even better when I'm well hydrated before I even start moving. Noon Hydration doesn't want you to wait to hydrate. They want you to start hydrated. Noon Sport Hydration Tablets hydrate better than water alone. Just drop them in your water, dissolve, and enjoy. They contain 5 essential electrolytes and come in crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and many more. They also have non-GMO vegan and gluten-free ingredients and only 1 gram of sugar. Noon hydrates you so you can do more, go further, and recover faster. And that means you can have a heck of a lot more fun. Since hydrated humans have the most fun, head over to shop now on noonlife.com and pick some up today so you're ready for anything, because anything can happen after noon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Call or text the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 877-377-6963. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
When you're looking for a new car, you want to shop for a vehicle you love with an organization you trust. You've probably heard that McLarty Daniel means making deals, but what I'm inspired by the most is that McLarty Daniel means making a difference in our community. When you buy a vehicle with McLarty Daniel, you reinvest right here in the community, in our schools, in our little leagues, in our food banks, and our people. So you're not just making a purchase, you're making a difference too. Come see us at any of our 6 locations in Northwest Arkansas.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
All right, we touched on it earlier in the show, and I want to come back to the conversation of Caitlin Clark, and our Red River Dodge Morning Rush Daily question is pretty straightforward, guys. Should Caitlin Clark have been included on the roster for the U.S. team in the Olympics this summer? She was left off. That was the lead story. Ty, I'll start with you. Should she be on this roster?
No. She's shooting 37% this season. 37%. Now, she's watchable. She's the reason that the WNBA ratings are fantastic right now. But that Olympic roster is based off merit. It's not based off watchability. It's not based on who's the hottest in the name right now. And not just women's basketball, but I would debate in basketball alone. No. At all. I don't even know why this is such a polarizing discussion, to be frank, amongst sports media. Just look at what she's done. I know she's had a decent month. She's been okay this month. But guys, she's shooting 37% as a rookie. She would be the Christian Laettner of this team. The one that just needs to be on the bench. Just, hey, Christian, we don't need the college. I remember Magic Down, we don't need the college kid. He can have him. Just sit him on the sidelines. She's not ready. She's not the equivalent of what the players are right now. Again, she's the most popular player, but she's not one of the best, what, 12 players in the WNBA?
The question goes beyond 12 players. Is she one of the best three or four guards you could? I mean, no. I don't know how many guards they've got. That's to me the thing that's gotten lost this weekend, Chuck, is the headline is Caitlin Clark not in. You know, who could tell you who the players are on the roster?
Yeah, I was going to say, Ty. Name me three players that made.
I know one, Diana Taurasi.
Yeah. Okay,
and that's it. But it doesn't. That point is well made.
And that's my point of why she maybe should be on is the whole discussion has become about her not being on, and there is zero spotlight of guys, the players that are on the roster.
Nor will there be.
No. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, this is respectfully, Ty. A lot of the things you said were on point. But I think that's really short-sighted. You know, you've got to grow the game. And I'll go back to the Dream Team. You just talked about the Dream Team a minute ago. I would submit to you the Dream Team is the most important team ever assembled in the sport because it allowed David Stern to grow the game globally. Mm-hmm. Every European player, with one or two exceptions, is a product of the growth of the game that was spawned by the Dream Team. Larry Bird was included on that team. Larry Bird hadn't even played in half the Celtics games that year. He was on the backside. His back was ailing him. He was a shell of what he was before. They put him on that team because he was the NBA. He was basketball to a lot of people. Now, look. Here's the thing about the WNBA, and here's the thing about women's basketball, and this may make some people mad, but that's just how it is. They've had 20 years. They've had 20 years to grow their brand, and they haven't done it. They've had 20 years to make America pay attention, and nobody's watching. Now, look, I don't believe for one second that Caitlin Clark has the skills that some of these women do on that team. When they talked about Caitlin Clark being the greatest college basketball player on the women's side that ever lived, that was a joke. She wasn't even close. Cheryl Swoops had beat her 20-0 in a game of one-on-one. And there are players in the NBA, the WNBA, that are far more skilled than she is. But nobody's paying attention. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares. Look, I'll say what I said in the last hour. If they don't want anybody to watch, don't pick her. If you want everybody to watch and grow your game, you need to include her. It's your choice, but don't talk about how nobody's paying attention when your number one attention getter is excluded out of pettiness. Don't talk to me about that because I'm not going to listen anymore. The sport has a player that they should hang their hats on. You can grow the game in the United States. You can grow it around the world. You've got the person to do that. Is she the most skilled? No. Is it fair? No. Is life fair? No. So get over it.
Well,
look, there's a lot of these golfers that resented Tiger Woods, but every single one of them spent that money that he made them.
Mm-hmm.
If these women will just allow her to drive the bus, she'll take them to a place they want to go. And it's because she's marketable. And whether it's right or wrong, that's what sells in our country right now.
Yeah.
I think it's terribly short-sighted. Your points about meritocracy and all that, well made. But for the same reason we want to see the biggest stars in baseball play in the All-Star game, I don't want to see the guy hitting 325 that I've never heard of. I want to see the guy that's the star. That's what this is about. And I think you're naive if you believe otherwise.
Well, you brought up Larry Bird, which is a good example. But I think Larry Bird earned that right.
Pick at that one point in my argument if you want to. If you want to pick at the Larry Bird part, that's right. But my overall point's right, and you know it.
Here's what I would say. So on that note, I think even like Michael, for example, Michael Jordan, who people just assume that he didn't go through any trials and tribulations, but he even got froze out in the All-Star game. We forget that one of the reasons he hated Isaiah Thomas is because Isaiah Thomas and some of his Eastern counterparts froze him out. Part of being a rookie, in my opinion, is things not going your way. And the fact that she's getting pushed around, beat around is good because people were talking about
it. Some of this stuff's gone over the top. I'm not a Caitlin Clark fan, per se. I got sick of hearing about her when she was in college, to be very honest with you. But some of the stuff that's going on right now is way over the top, way over the top. And everybody in the league knows it. They just don't know how to talk about it.
Yeah. Imagine it's summertime across the country and kids are out of school. 8, 10, 12, 14-year-old girls. Who do you think they're emulating in their driveway right now?
One of them's talking about the other players on the team. They all want to be Caitlin Clark.
Exactly. The other 12 that we can't mention.
Right.
And my point is to, and I agree with Chuck, if you want to grow the game and if women's sports, and I think for the first time in my life, they have a chance to actually get on legitimate, even footing with audiences and interest. We had a women's Final Four that was more watched than the men's Final Four. We're watching the ratings of the WNBA reach all-time highs. Why are you not embracing it? I think your analogy to Tiger Woods and people sometimes hate a winner. I'm not saying Caitlin Clark hadn't won anything in the WNBA. And quite frankly, at the end, she
didn't win anything
in college. But what she did do is win the hearts of a lot of Americans and brought interest to a sport that otherwise was an also-ran. So why would you not want to embrace this?
Every sport needs a star. Look at golf before Tiger. Basketball was great before Michael Jordan, but not what it became. And
but there is no Jack Nicklaus in the WNBA. There is no star from yesteryear. Now, they'll claim they're, Candace Parker or go back, but she's not a household name way that Caitlin Clark can potentially be the most popular athlete in America.
I do agree that, like, for example, Caitlin Clark, she's not as good as you can name 100 female basketball players that are better than Caitlin Clark, and you'd just be getting started. But that's not the point. That's not the point. You have to be a steward of the game. Be a steward of the game. Don't be selfish. Be a steward of the game.
All right, let's continue the discussion. That's your Morning Rush Daily Questions brought to you by Red River Dodge in Heber Springs. They are Arkansas's number one Ram dealer. Log on at redriverdodge.com.
This hour of Chuck Barrett on the Morning Rush is presented by Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Professional people, professional service. Schedule your service appointment today at gopascal.com.
So we kind of shared what we think there. Kaylin was asked about being left off the Olympic team, and I thought her comments were pretty straightforward and interesting. Here's what she said about not being included on the Olympic team.
Honestly, no disappointment. Like, I think it just gives you something to work for. You know, that's a dream. You know, hopefully one day I can be there. And I think it's just a little more motivation. You remember that. And, you know, hopefully in 4 years, when 4 years comes back around, you know, I can be there.
All right, what do you think? Let's go to the McLarty Daniel Hotline, get some calls and texts going. 877-377-6963. That's the one thing with Caitlin Clark. You know, there's not a moment where she's come back and pushed back or resented or, you know,
publicly. Let's be clear about that.
Yeah, I don't think she meant everything.
Yeah,
she
that's
said.
Let's be honest.
Well, you don't know what she said. Do you know what she said privately? You want to share that with us? Because I don't. You're making an assumption there that you have nothing to back that up with.
I would be shocked if she felt the same way that you just heard. Those very nice public response, but...
But perception's reality in the game we're talking about. We're talking about viewers. We're talking about, you know, popularity. And you may be exactly right. Mm-hmm. Behind closed doors, she has a whole different attitude about it. But that doesn't matter to this discussion, because why do the numbers... And the popularity of her image right now, if you will, and the popularity of watching her games is so high because she seemingly says or doesn't say the wrong thing, says the right thing or avoids saying the wrong thing, Chuck.
She does. And look, that doesn't move the needle with me, because I've been around it enough to know that they don't always mean everything they say. But she is, you know, she certainly knows what to say. There's no doubt about that. Here's the hard part, I think, for some of the other players to swallow. Is number one, they're better than she is. And number two, they've been doing this for a while. And all of a sudden you see all these girls in college basketball and they're getting all the attention. Angel Reese gets a lot of attention. There would be no Angel Reese without Caitlin Clark. Angel Reese would not be a star had there not been the finals the year before last, when LSU won, and ridiculously, there was talk of inviting Iowa as the runner-up team to the White House, too. And that's when Angel Reese became a star during all of that. I got news for Angel Reese, and I'm an Angel Reese fan, but she's not nearly as skilled as Caitlin Clark. Not nearly as skilled, not as charming as Caitlin Clark. She's pretty. She brings an air of femininity to the game that I think appeals to a cross-section of society, and I applaud her for that. But Caitlin Clark is the one that is driving the bus. She's the one that makes all these other personalities have the opportunity to get noticed by the public. We would not be talking about Angel Reese if it was not the rivalry with Caitlin Clark. We just wouldn't be. It wouldn't be interesting.
So... just for example, on I would say more predominantly men listen to this program. I think that's honest. But I got more text about this weekend than Scheffler winning the Memorial.
Oh, this was I was me and a group of guys went fishing on the North Fork this weekend. Once this news broke and it was running across the crawl in college baseball we were watching, that became the discussion the rest of the weekend.
I think what's so interesting about Caitlin Clark to me is what I've picked up is she is the Steph Curry of women's basketball. Or when Steph came into the NBA, for example, and we saw what he did at Davidson, and they almost beat Kansas and went to a Final Four. No one had ever played like that, ever. Like, Pete Maravich was a shooter back then, but no one ever had jacked it from 35 feet and consistently made it. All Caitlin has done, similar to what Kobe did with Michael Jordan's moves, is embodied and picked up what Steph Curry's done. We've never seen a woman in college basketball or the NBA or the WNBA that has played like that. We've seen more men pick up what Steph Curry has done, but that's what separates Caitlin from everyone else, is her ability to change the game from a women's perspective.
Which is exactly why she should be on the game's biggest international stage, mm-hmm. Ty. You just made the case for her being there.
And listen, I agree that there's no question what you said about the draw and that more people would watch. But I also think as a rookie and a younger player, and this isn't just applicable in sports, this is anything, you have to earn your keep. You have to go through, quote unquote, trials and tribulations. And I don't think this is a major one for her. I think she's going to be on. I think that she'll be on the next Olympic team or the next USA team. You're not just giving everything up front just because people like you and adore you.
Don't make her the poster girl for all the people who've gotten things up front and all the people that you feel like have gotten to where they are without earning it. She should not have to bear the brunt of all of that. Take this as exactly what it is, an opportunity to grow the game. And if these people are so selfish that they are not willing to be stewards of the game, and then they want to talk about why is our game not more popular, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. It's going to be your fault.
I would make the point that she has earned it at this point. Look at the attendance numbers for her games versus the other WNBA games.
Good point.
Look at the audience numbers on TV ratings in her games versus other games. Ty, I'd make the point she has earned it because this is a business at the end of the day. And listen, the women of the WNBA would love to have a rights deal that comes close to even in the shadows of the NBA and what they have and what they're going to get. The way to do that is by proof of concept to networks and people willing to give you money that you share with the league is audience and interest. I think they're cutting their nose off to spite their face here.
This is entertainment. It's for profit entertainment. Sports is for profit entertainment. And if you are willing to put on the sidelines your most profitable commodity. I mean, I think you deserve whatever happens to you.
Let's talk to Cecil, who's got some thoughts on this Caitlin Clark discussion on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. Cecil, what do you think this morning, man?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning. I'm in the lab. I always have y'all on. Haven't called in the Morning Rush in a while, but he's my guy. Chuck's my guy. I do agree with some things that Chuck said. I do agree with some things that Tommy said. I do agree with some things that you said. But it's all about marketing. And regardless if Caitlin Clark was not even born for basketball, if Angel Reese was by herself and as good as player she is, NBC, ABC, ESPN, they're going to pick a player because they have to market. They got to keep it going. Every show got to keep going. So they're going to talk about it. Cheryl Swoop and all of them girls, Miller, they were great, but that was when it first began. They just paved the way, opened up doors for the players today. But I definitely agree with all of y'all said. It's a hot topic. I really think that she could have played in the Olympic team because Kristen Leitner did it. Honestly, I think that they should have just picked one, the best player in college or just coming out of college to play in the league like they did Kristen Leitner because she's really good. And, you know, women is human just like we are. So, you know, they deserve, you know, it's always going to be a hot topic about women could do the man's job and stuff like that. I do enjoy sports. I like all of them. I enjoy all of them. I'm a Razorback fan and all of that.
Cecil, let me ask you a question. Have you watched the WNBA recently? Have you watched games this season?
Okay. Is this you, Tommy?
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I'm going to be honest with you, Tommy. I'm kind of like Chuck. I ain't fed up with it, but I don't watch it. Like, because I work a lot, but I mean, if I'm sitting down and it's on TV, I won't watch a whole game. Just put it like that.
But why have you watched this year? When you have,
why do I watch this year? Because Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, you know, players that they marketed. It's definitely amped up
because it's interesting because of the conflict. Because of the drama,
I agree to that exactly. Yes,
because of a rivalry, what real or not? I mean, we're interested, and Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese are intertwined with that. I don't know why the game itself is running from it.
How many times on the men's side,
thanks, Cecil,
have we fallen in love with characters, people that play the role, opposing coaches, like when Cal was at Kentucky. The way that opposing fans at Texas viewed Nolan. Entertainers know how to play to the crowd. It's instinctive with them. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, those were the two that Cecil brought up, they know how to play to the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
The WNBA, respectfully, has not had very many characters that know how to play to the crowd. That know how to play to the crowd. This is showbiz. You have to go into character. these guys, they're not interesting. They've got people that understand instinctively how to stir things up, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I would, you know, I don't think, I can't put a number on this, but I would bet the vast majority, 90% plus of our audience, has not intentionally watched a WNBA game, made an appointment. I'm going to watch this game until this season.
Have you?
I'm going to tell you, I haven't.
I've not watched this year much, to be perfectly candid with you. I did watch a lot of women's basketball on the college level.
Yeah, but I mean,
enjoyed that a great deal because of the personalities.
But the WNBA, have you ever intentionally watched a game until this season?
No.
But you have now, haven't you?
Yeah,
because
sure.
There's something worth tuning in for.
When's the last time you watched our women play in the Olympics?
Yeah.
Show of hands.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I have, because Beeler. They're the Americans.
Crickets.
Yeah, but, you know, I just think the game as a whole, you know, I've got a soon-to-be 13-year-old daughter. She's not a basketball player. She's interested in other things. But if she was, this would help grow the game that she could go into someday if she was that talented and in that line. There are girls out there that are 10, 12, 13 years old that I think, I don't want to say it's setting the game back, but they're missing an opportunity. That's what I said. They're quick, missing an opportunity.
Before we move on, you got 12 ladies on the roster right now. I don't know if the Olympic team is maxed out at that, or if you can add, I mean, the suggestion of, well, they should add her after the fact. I don't even know if you can do that based on the roster sizes, but that would be something to, an interesting layer if that ended up happening.
Yeah. Well, you can do pretty much whatever you want. I mean, they can, you know, if they want to add a spot, they can, can change it.
Somebody could get injured.
Yeah, something could happen. Someone could get sick.
Yes.
I mean, you know, sometimes things like that occur. Yeah. Hey, summertime's here. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric's the name that you need to remember there. If it's making one of those funny noises, if you're just not sure you're going to make it through the summer, man, you need to log on to GoPascal.com. When you're part of their plan protection program, you've got peace of mind all year long. Whether it's summertime, and there's going to be later in the year we're going to move into the winter, we're going to be talking about getting your heater checked. The thing about Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is, regardless of the season, you're going to be ready to go. Preventative maintenance, that's what it's all about. They find problems before they become problems. And that benefits you and keeps your home comfortable all year long. They are Arkansas-owned. They're Arkansas-operated. When they say professional people, professional service, they mean it. And you can schedule your appointment at GoPascal.com.
You know, with or without Caitlin Clark, the U.S. women should win the gold medal. I don't think there's any question. And I don't think with her, they're more likely, and without her, they're not less likely.
If they lose, it'll be her fault.
But that's exactly, God help us all, the backlash for USA women's basketball if they somehow fall short in the gold medal game. Yeah. And they didn't have Caitlin Clark and they struggled with shooting from the perimeter or whatever. And I'm not rooting for that. I want the Americans to win every event. And I think they will win with her or without her. But God help the leadership of that if they lose without her.
When Barry Lenny Jr. played for the baseball Razorbacks years ago, Arkansas would beat somebody 20-2. Guy'd go 6-for-6. Lenny'd get two outs in the ninth inning, and he'd be the one Mike Irwin would interview when the game was over. All the players, it was good-natured then. All the players gave him a hard time every single day about it. I mean, they were ruthless on him, but it was good-natured. Some of this stuff that's going on in the WNBA right now is just mean.
It's personal.
And it's easy for the outside world to see.
But here's my thought on that. In the long run, it's going to be good for her. This is just toughen her up.
Again, oh, God. Give me a break,
not being on the team is going to toughen her up.
Okay,
not
Dad.
Not the Olympic side, but again.
Are you talking about the physical nature?
She's not going to I don't agree with that. We're just on a different page there, but I just think they're missing a chance. I think they're missing a chance.
He's talking about the hard fouls and the physical contact she's taking in the game, not
just
being
like
left off
Michael
the team.
Back in the day. I think Michael Jordan would tell you.
You're saying it's going to make her hungrier.
Yeah, it's part of it.
Well, I don't know if I buy into that.
I don't think we have the same Michael Jordan without those Pistons teams.
Caitlin Clark's not Michael Jordan. No. Stop.
Not even close. And not going to be.
Yeah, not pushing back on that.
Right. I'm just saying she has America's attention, and they're missing an opportunity.
Yeah.
That's my whole point to this. they're missing an opportunity to advance the sport.
What's the highest rated sports program aside from ball games? WWE. It's entertainment, people. It's the truth. Check the numbers every week. The highest rated sports events beyond ball games is WWE.
That's a sad commentary.
Well, I'm just telling you. WWE is going to draw five times as many people as the finals to the College World Series. Maybe 10.
Truth.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
You heard Mike Nail's legendary call there of Hogs winning in 94 in Charlotte. They also won this weekend on the track side of things. The women's track and field swept both the indoor and outdoor, beat the Florida Gators out to do it. And I know for their situation, it was awesome to see it conclude the way it did. Congratulations again to the women and Chris Johnson for his first season getting both the women's indoor and outdoor national championship.
Late dominance in the individual 400 where Arkansas had the super sweep. That's never been done before. Spots 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then, Chuck, they poured it on in the 4x100 relay.
Yeah, and it was lights out then. I mean, that was it. I marvel when I watch them. I mean, these are world-class athletes. They really are. And when you watch these NCAA track championships, I mean, you're watching future Olympians, not just for our country, but for other countries. You're watching the future international stars of the sport, and ours are as good as anybody's. And that's why I enjoy watching it.
They've got over 50 between the wins and the men's and ninth overall for the women. So congratulations to everyone a part of that program this weekend. Some baseball news for you. Hagen Smith, Chuck, you were talking about a college Cy Young. He's up for the National Pitcher of the Year Award, which I'm assuming he's going to get. He's going up against Chase Burns from Wake Forest and a couple other guys. But good chance that Hagen Smith on June the 20th is announced as the College Pitcher of the Year. It doesn't seem to have the notoriety and the prominence of the Cy Young or a Golden Spikes for that matter, but this sounds like a trophy and award that he's probably going to walk away with after this season.
I would hope so. And again, I wish they would. I wish they'd come up with a national award for pitchers. You got two-thirds of the college pitchers out there humming that thing up there near 100 miles an hour. You got a lot of great pitchers out there right now. Paul Skenes in the big leagues a year after being in Omaha. I mean, there needs to be an award for those guys, and it needs to be just as important as the Golden Spikes.
Couple other baseball news, excuse me. Dylan Carter sounds like he's coming back. Talked about that on Twitter. The former Bentonville Tigers is going to come back after Tommy John didn't play a ton, or pitch a ton this season, excuse me. And then also, Vahiva Aloy's brother committed to Arkansas on Friday from BYU. So you've added, I think that's the first transfer player you've added for baseball side of things. I got an update from Cal about his basketball team. We haven't talked a ton today about that. He just said, apparently, Chuck, they had their first team meeting, did some individual meetings too. Really likes his team, called them talented, big, experienced, and physically and mentally tough. One of the things that...
it's a pretty good package.
Yeah. Tommy, you brought up something earlier about, let's say, Hurley dips and goes elsewhere.
Yeah.
That's a lot of... I thought you made a really good point during the break about the possibility of something.
I want to bring that up, that, you know, those players on that UConn roster would have 30 days to enter the portal and figure out what their future spot was. Arkansas's got open scholarships, so maybe, you know, one angle if you're a Razorback fan, and the situation you got here, Chuck, is you're rooting for Hurley to take that job because maybe there's a player or two, I don't think it'd be more than that, you'd want off that roster.
Certainly possible. If he goes, I would imagine there will be a mass exodus, just to be real truthful about it. You know, we kind of talked one of the days late last week about, you know, how this could be the one unplanned portal period in basketball. How, you know, this is one thing that we probably don't talk about enough is that, you know, every time a coach leaves, 10 guys are in the portal, maybe more. And nobody's immune from that, and that includes UConn. So, yeah, there's going to be some guys out there. Whether Arkansas is going to be in the market for him, I have no idea. But some people will be.
Alex Caravan, come on down. You want to add a player, that would be him. Last thing here in your Hog update, got confirmation of this yesterday. This will be the first time y'all are hearing it. Isaiah Joe's going to join us in studio on Friday. So Derek, his father, we were texting yesterday. So I was like, hey, he can come on for a phone interview. He's like, no, he'll come in studio. I was like, all right. Grab, that works for me.
You guys better clean up, man.
I know.
Dust.
You better learn to run a vacuum.
Have the cleaning lady come in there now. Let's get this place looking ship shape.
Yeah. I saw Jalen was in town this weekend as well. So you got two guys that season's concluded. Be excited to catch up with Isaiah on Friday. All right. That is your Hog update this morning.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Have you tried Benville Brewing's new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale? It's handcrafted in Arkansas. You'll taste the great tropical citrus, including the passion fruit, the guava, and pineapple. It's creamy, zingy, and zows the taste buds. It's weird, wonderful, and wacky all at the same time. Try the new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale from Benville Brewing.
To the McLarty Daniel hotline we go, where Gary Parrish is patiently waiting. Gary, appreciate you joining us this morning. I was listening to you and your partner Matt Norlander talk about the possibility of Dan Hurley ending up in Los Angeles, California for that Lakers job. Sounds like we're going to hear an announcement later on today. Have you kind of rethought in the last couple days and maybe come to a decision on what he's going to do with his basketball future?
I'm not here to predict anything, but I will say, the longer this thing drags out, for lack of a better phrase, I think it's good for UConn. I'm basing nothing or very little of what I'm saying on anything more than what I'm being told from secondhand sources and the way that Woj is reporting this. But it certainly sounds like Dan is looking for reasons to stay as opposed to reasons to go. And over the weekend, somebody said something to me that made a lot of sense, which is he will never have an opportunity to three-peat at UConn again if he walks away from this, not realistically speaking. But NBA opportunities are in his future, even if he turns down the Lakers. He's only 51 years old. It doesn't appear that his light is dimming in any way. And so if he wanted to go to the NBA... if he wants to coach the Lakers and LeBron James, this is the time to do it. But if his goal is just to be in the NBA someday, that goal is still going to exist, even if he remains at UConn. And that's why I think more and more people over the past 24 hours have started to move a little closer to the idea that he really might turn down the Lakers and just stay in the Big East.
Gary Parrish with us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Let's pretend for a minute he does take the Lakers job and he does go west. What kind of ripple effect are you seeing that this could start? What chain reaction could begin in college basketball as a result?
Well, it could start a big one, right? You could target Ed Cooley at Georgetown, Bruce Pearl at Auburn, and if you were able to lure either of those guys or somebody similar from a high major job, then the dominoes start tipping over. But I think the more likely scenario is that UConn is going to recognize that even if Dan leaves, from a roster perspective, it's got a team that is good enough to compete at the top of the Big East, to compete for a third straight national championship. And the most important thing at this moment, if you have somebody on staff you believe in, is to just try to hold this thing together and keep it going. We live in a time where Duke just gave its job to a assistant coach who had no previous head coaching experience. Ohio State just gave its job to a assistant coach who had no previous head coaching experience at the high major level. So if Duke and Ohio State can do something like that, UConn could do something like that, and it would either be Kamani Young or Luke Murray. Probably Kamani because he's the acting associate head coach. But I would bet a significant amount of money that, barring surprise, if UConn loses Dan Hurley, they will promote from within and have that done fairly quickly in the spirit of trying to hold the team together.
You know, it seems like UConn has no challenges because of their success and back-to-back national titles, but it struck me this weekend watching their baseball team in the Super Regionals. This is a program that does it basically with no football money compared to the other national names in college basketball that supports their athletic department. They've had success in baseball, obviously, as we're talking about this weekend, in their men's and women's basketball program. Gary, I'm kind of taken aback of how they managed to get it done in these other three sports when essentially their football program's not the cash cow like it is at many other places.
But that's among the issues going forward if Dan does decide to stay at UConn, or even if Dan leaves UConn. It's an issue for UConn moving forward because the NCAA just settled a lawsuit that is going to, among other things, allow, power conference, the power four, if you will, leagues to pay roughly $20 million a year straight to the student athletes. And I know where that money is going to come from at Arkansas or at Alabama or at Ohio State or at UCLA. It's media rights money from, being associated with the SEC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, or the ACC. But like you noted accurately, UConn does not have that football cash cow. It does not have that conference media rights deal to match SEC schools dollar for dollar. So it's very easy for people to say, well, they should just make Dan Hurley the highest paid coach in the country and give him $7 million a year to use in NIL. Again, you can find that money at Arkansas, and you can find that money at a lot of different places, but at UConn it's a little more difficult to find. And so these are all things that I know have been swirling around Dan's head, not just over the past week, but really since the landscape in college athletics has started to change. He loves UConn. He loves the Big East, but there is no denying that they are at a financial disadvantage moving forward, and it could someday become a very real deal, even if it hasn't looked like it is lately.
Gary, it sounds like Arkansas has found that money based on the roster that they've compiled so far. And Cal's been open several media occurrences. He's saying, I don't think I'm going to go past nine. What do you think about that new philosophy? And do you see more coaches maybe using that in future years to come in college basketball?
Yes, and I can tell you coaches are already using that. I had one fellow SEC coach tell me, I guess it was 2 years ago, that he didn't think he would ever get back to 13 scholarships because, with the constant turnover, the developmental aspect of running a high major program, it's not non-existent, but it's less important than it's ever been. So I had a coach tell me, why would I, at a school like the school I'm at, take a kid who's ranked 133rd in his class coming out of high school? Because I would have done that 10 years ago, because that guy can't help me next season, but I can develop him and he can maybe help me as a sophomore or junior or senior. As the coach explained, these days, trying to get somebody who sat on your bench an entire year as a freshman to come back to you as a sophomore is a difficult challenge. And so, as the coach put it to me, I can sign somebody ranked 133, bring them in, develop them, not play them. And then at the end of the year, they're going to go to the transfer portal, and all I did was a lot of work for somebody else. I'd rather just not have that person. So I'll take me 8 or 9 or 10, quality guys that I believe can play for me next season, and I'll fill out my roster by getting scholarships to walk on, because they'll be so appreciative, they'll do anything I ask, as opposed to be normal scholarship players at the end of my bench who are frustrated and bothered by what they're not getting. So it's not a new philosophy. It's not one unique to John, but I do think it's smart on a lot of different levels.
Gary, speaking of rosters, by the way, we're talking with Gary Parrish, all things college basketball for CBS Sports on the McCarty Dano Hotline. Kayla Clark left off of the U.S. Olympic roster. We just had a conversation about that prior to you coming on. What did you make of the decision to leave her off the Olympic roster?
I think it's wrong, and it's short-sighted. It's not the biggest deal in the world. It's not as big of a deal as you're going to hear me and you and other people make it out to be all day long, but it is short-sighted. She is undeniably the most popular women's basketball player in the world. and arguably in this moment in time, the most popular athletes in the United States. And I understand if your argument is a strict one of we're trying to take the best 12 players, the best 12 Americans we can take, and at 22 years old, she's not one of them. I think that's debatable, but I'll for the sake of the conversation, I'll grant that and say, okay, she's not one of the best 12. But like, neither is Diana Taurasi at the age of 41. She turns 42 tomorrow. So they're clearly not taking the best 12, because if they were in this moment, they wouldn't be taking Taurasi. And I understand the argument on some level of, well, you should just be trying to build the best team to win a gold medal no matter what, because that's the most important thing. But the truth is, we're going to win the gold medal no matter what. You could take the 12 women that they picked, set them aside, disqualify them, and then just take your next 12, and you'll still win the gold medal, no problem. We've won 7 straight. So all of those sort of, I think, you know, shallow arguments can really be thumped aside pretty quickly. And then you should just be thinking about what's best for women's basketball. And in this moment, clearly to me, what's best for women's basketball is to put the most popular person on the planet on center stage. And it doesn't mean she has to start or get the most shots or play 32 minutes a game. But she is a magnet that can draw people to this sport who otherwise wouldn't care about this sport. And so to not capitalize on that, it's just a missed opportunity. And I know when she gave her public comments yesterday, some people were like, well, see, she's not bothered by this, so why should anybody else be? But you heard her coach later in the day disclose that Caitlin did text message her after the decision was made, and the text was, they just woke a monster. That doesn't sound to me like somebody who's not disappointed or feels like they've been slighted. It feels like, to me, somebody who feels like they've been slighted. They've been shoved aside for reasons that I believe are largely tied to some of the other women on this team didn't want her to, you know, be the centerpiece and the face of this thing. Not yet. And, you know, I think Caitlin Carr takes offense to that, and I can certainly understand why.
Gary, I want to circle back to Arkansas basketball before we go, because I know our time's running short with you, but just your thoughts on John Calipari and what you believe the future of Arkansas basketball is in the short term with John Calipari making the move to Fayetteville.
I mean, I think he's got a top 15 team on paper. He started from nothing, and now he's got 9 players that and many of whom are guys who are experienced quality starters from NCAA tournament teams. Like, I think he's built something that could, you know, very reasonably compete for an SEC championship in year one, again, on paper. Now, I know if there's a Kentucky fan listening right now, what they would counter with is, hey, he's always had a team that could compete for, you know, everything on paper, including last year, but that's when we lost to Oakland. And by the way, we haven't been to a Final Four since 2015. He only won one championship in 15 years, and so if you're celebrating about on-paper rosters, well, yeah, we did that too, and it didn't always work out so well. So I understand both sides of it, but I really do think in this moment, John is re-energized, and he seems motivated to try to, and he'll never, ever, ever say this, but it's just human nature, prove to the people at Kentucky, I understand there were some disappointing finishes, and I understand that maybe we didn't achieve everything we should have or you wanted us to achieve, but it wasn't as bad as you guys made it out to be. In my last season, we were still a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. Didn't work out well, but we were still a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. And if he is motivated to prove those people at Kentucky wrong, if they are the people who thought they could be better without him, then that's a great thing for Arkansas. And he has certainly set himself up well to do exactly that in year one.
Gary, you've got a pulse of what's going on in Memphis. We'll let you go with this. Are Hogs and Tigers going to play this season or next?
I'd be shocked if John ever voluntarily agrees to bring a team to FedEx Forum. He will always, you know, sort of leave it open as a possibility. He'll tell Penny, you know, let's talk about it. And then the next time they talk, he'll tell him, let's talk about it. And the next time they talk, he'll say, hey, we should talk about that, and never actually get there. I would love it. It'd be great for the fan bases. It'd be great for the states. I think it'd even be, you know, just the fun day of basketball. But John doesn't strike me as the type who would want to do that, and so I'd be surprised even if I'd never rule it out.
Gary, we'll leave it there. We appreciate you joining us this morning. And again, we're 80 days out from Arkansas football, but people are probably got a countdown of their own heads on Arkansas basketball. Appreciate your time.
Anytime, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, Gary Parrish, CBS Sports, joining us on the McLarty-Daniel Highline. A lot to unpack there, Chuck, but I thought his takes on Arkansas basketball, and we were talking about the inner hunger that was created with Caitlin Clark. Sounds like he's got a pretty good read on John Calipari, and maybe he's got a few things to prove. Or at least that sounded like Gary's take.
Yeah, Gary's really good. You know, when he hones in on college basketball, he is really good. And I felt that way all along about Calipari, that I'm not 65, but I'm getting there. And I understand the motivation for one last act. I understand that very well. And I think that that's what he's going through right now. I do think there's motivation, and he's not going to say it, but I do think there's motivation to prove the people at Kentucky wrong. I thought the comment about the Memphis game was interesting, and he said something there that I thought and have thought for a while. What are we going to do, make Cal go back to every arena where they hate him? We're already going back to Rupp. What, are we going to go back to Memphis too? Want to make him go up to UMass? You know, I mean, want to make him go coach a game at Temple? You know, so they can talk about John Chaney for a week. I mean, what are we going to do here? So I thought that was an interesting comment. And look, I'd love for him to play Memphis. I'd love it. Maybe they will. But I'm kind of like him. I have a hard time believing he's going to subject himself to that. Why should he?
Yeah. And for the first time in many years, and maybe ever, Arkansas doesn't need help recruiting in Memphis. If Arkansas wants a player in Memphis, they can get their attention. John Calipari brings that won't be true once he's gone. But John Calipari doesn't need to play a game in Memphis or play Memphis in Fayetteville in order to get the attention of a top prospect there.
Yeah, I just talked about recruiting regionally and stuff. Billy Richmond played some different ball up in the Northeast, but his dad, of course, in Memphis, and he's a Memphis kid. And that's just one example, and hopefully of futures to come.
Well, but the connection there is because of his dad.
Yeah, correct.
Mm-hmm. That's the connection. It's not so much a Memphis connection as it is a connection with his dad. Calipari Inc. was headquartered in Memphis back then, and then he moved on to Lexington, and now he's here.
So we were talking about money a little bit. Scotty Scheffler, guys, any idea how much he's made already in 2024?
It's got to be over $20
million. $24 million. Yeah. 3 months still left on the season. Kind of left Jim Nance.
And he spent a night in jail.
Yeah.
Or a day in jail.
And he has,
or,
and he has
2 hours.
Chuck, think about his time.
2 hours. All right. He had to bond out.
Yeah. His time on the last 12 weeks, he's won, was it 5 golf tournaments, had a kid, and been in jail. So he's had quite a number of weeks, and Nance almost was kind of left speechless after his win.
Yes!
All Nance could muster up there was a yes as he defeats, I guess, Colin Morikawa, who was in second place this weekend in Dublin, Ohio. So he is one of just the few that has won the Players, the Masters, and the Memorial, along with Tiger, Fred Couples, Raymond Floyd, and Jack Nicklaus. Pretty elite company to be in, but the Arnold Palmer Invitational and Heritage as well, all 5 of those tournaments, he is dominating right now. And I didn't get a chance to watch a lot of it this weekend, but when you're in a category like that, it's pretty special to be in. He's had quite a number of weeks lately.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context. Plus, tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly, easier said, done.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.